Let's take a look at your letters. Two weeks ago, we met the musical group The Innocence Mission. They performed lullaby versions of Stay Awake, It's a Wonderful World, and Moon River. Julie Wiskowski of Carrollton, Georgia wrote, I grew up in the 1970s and fell asleep to my father singing Moon River, leaving on a jet plane downtown. Where have all the flowers gone? Today, when I hear those songs or hum them to myself, a feeling of comfort overwhelms me. The music prompted Byron Perdicca of Baltimore to write, These are three eyelid-slamming songs to begin with. Now, had they turned, something like the Beer Barrel Polka into a lullaby, I would be impressed. Also on that show, we talked with Elvis Mitchell about the life and works of Ossie Davis. Tom Bray of Portland, Oregon, wrote for the old CBS series Evening Shade, which featured Mr. Davis. He remembered, as a white male, whenever my partner and I would write a joke for Ossie to deliver and we worried that it might be inappropriate or insensitive to black folks, we'd seek audience with him. I'll never forget his bemused, patient expression as he assured us that we were not offending him. Show business and mankind have lost one of their best. Last week, we spoke with scholars Michael Chesson and Michael Burlingame about a new book examining the sexual orientation of Abraham Lincoln. In the intimate world of Abraham Lincoln, late author and psychologist C.A. Tripp posits that the 16th U.S. president may have been bisexual. David Holsager of Hampton, Virginia writes, I do not think his sex life is anyone's business but his own, and he is now dead. I do not feel you should have wasted my time and that of your listeners discussing the sex life of someone who was one of our greatest presidents and who has been dead for over 140 years. I find it reprehensible that even today our current president finds it so important that he has to make it an election issue. Each person's sexual orientation is private, and as far as I am concerned, it should stay that way. Steve Smith of Alamogordo, New Mexico, says it seems that this book only proves that we, in the 21st century, are more panicked about sex than our predecessors ever were. We are the new Puritans. And finally, a couple weeks ago, I noted the anniversary of the installation of the first flashing traffic lights in New York City, and said the blinking yellow was to ease the transition from stop to go. A number of listeners wrote to inform me that, in fact, the yellow eases the transition from go to stop. Stephen Arnerich of New York City wrote, I wonder whether it might be safer to drive in front of or behind Mr. Simon. Mr. Arnerich, I don't have a driver's license, so you and everyone else are safe. We welcome your comments here at WESAT at npr.org, and please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.